The next coach on the teleconference is Purdue's Daryl Hazel. The Boilermakers are 0-1 in conference play and 2-3 overall and play at Illinois on Saturday, a noon contest to be televised by ESPN2. Coach, thank you for joining us. If you could give us some quick opening comments, and then we'll open the call for media questions.
Well, we played a good Iowa team last week, and they did a good job making the plays down the stretch that we weren't able to make. But each week our team gets a little bit better, and they're competing a lot harder, and we just need to take that next step to get the things that we want to get accomplished.
Thanks, Coach. With that, we'll go ahead and open it up to questions from the media.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from Laura Schmidt with 97.1 The Fan.
Hi, Coach. I know that you and Tim Beckman go back to when you were a wide receivers coach and he was a DB coach. What is your relationship like now that you're at opposite schools?
Oh, we talk every once in a while. We have a great relationship. I think he does a great job with that staff over there and his football team. And, you know, you can see the improvement that team has made here in the last couple of years. They've really done a nice job, I think, with their coaching staff.
So what do you see in the Illinois squad you'll be facing on Saturday then?
Well, they're playing extremely hard. You know, obviously they played Nebraska last week, which was a great opponent. And they went out to Washington, who's really playing well that week. And but they're throwing the ball around. They're being efficient with it. And they're running the football. And defensively, you know, number 4 is really starting to come on, making a lot of plays for them. So they're going to be a good football team.
Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from Christopher Heidel with Herb FM Radio.
Hey, Coach Hazel, what is the game plan for Saturday against Illinois? What have you seen on their video and your film this week?
Well, they're getting so much better, and they're operating at a higher level right now than any time, I think, than last year. Obviously, they had a tough outing last weekend, but they're playing extremely hard, and they're running the draw. They're running the screens, and they're throwing the ball all over the place, and they're doing it very well offensively. And then defensively, you know, they're going to give you a lot of man looks, and they're doing a good job of disguising some things, and they're playing good special teams.
How difficult is it to play in Memorial Stadium? Have you ever coached in that stadium before, or is this your first time this weekend?
No, I've been in there several times. It's always windy there. It's been very cold when I've been there. Hopefully it won't be that cold this weekend, which it's not supposed to be. But, you know, it's a good crowd. It's a good crowd that has a football knowledge and a football base that has a good understanding, and they're going to be behind their football team.
Coach, good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about what Akeem Hunt has offered in the rushing game for you this season?
Well, you know, he just continues to improve as a player. He's starting to slow down before he hits the hole, which is what you want him to do. He's explosive. He can catch it out of the backfield. He's getting those hidden yards that we need him to find. And we just need him to continue to get better and be a leader for our football team going forward. He's got a lot of ability.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you very much for your time. We'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, thank you.